Now, further charges are to be brought against Tralee businessman Nathan MacDonald and his co-accused James Lean in connection with the seizure of almost €33 million worth of crystal meth in February. And also, it looks like the book of evidence will be coming before the end of the month. Mark Lynch was in court yesterday for Radio Kerry and is with me to talk about this. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
This has been a process up to now of both men appearing, sometimes via video link, sometimes in person, before the court for indications as to when this case will progress. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Well, they've actually been on video link for the entirety of their stints in custody since that date in February when they were first brought before Tralee District Court. So what happened yesterday was the DPP was given, or well, the state was given a deadline of yesterday to either present the book of evidence and serve it on the two men, or to provide an explanation as to why it had been delayed for this long. So in the weeks previous, when the case had come up before the court, we'd heard from the solicitors for the two men, Padraig O'Connell represents Nathan MacDonald and Pat Mann represents James Lean. We'd heard from both of them that they were unhappy with the time it was taking for the state to compile the book of evidence against them to serve it on them. Remember that Nathan MacDonald faces, I suppose, technically still one charge in relation to that. That's the possession of almost 550 kilograms of crystal meth for sale or supply at the former Ballyseedy Garden Centre, of course, which he ran. And that's over a four-month period. James Lean faces two charges. So that is, again, possession of crystal meth for sale or supply and the importation of the drug into Ireland. So the solicitors' arguments were there was only one charge against Mr. MacDonald. There was only two charges against Mr. Lean. It had been going on since February with the two men obviously refused bail in several courts. So their argument was the state should get a move on. And essentially, judges were, I suppose, they were welcoming of such a move from the solicitors. They were actually fairly open to those arguments, and in fact the judges were fairly strong on suggesting to the state that maybe they should get a move on, and perhaps they should at least provide an update. So that was what the state was given up until yesterday. So yesterday morning in Tralee District Court, the actual when the case came up first, it was James Lean who came up first. He was on video link from Cork Prison, and the state solicitor for Kerry, Diane Reedy, who would be very rarely in the district court in Tralee, said that late yesterday afternoon the Director of Public Prosecutions, yesterday being Tuesday at this point because this was yesterday, issued formal directions for further charges against Mr. Lean. Now this solicitor Pat Mann indicated that he had received this information just before the court sitting, so he was saying that this is acceptable now that we know what's going on. I can consent to him being remanded in custody for another 2 weeks. So Miss Reedy also said that the book of evidence against Mr. Lean will be ready on the 30th of July. So that would be, I think, a special sitting of Tralee District Court as well. Now, Mr. MacDonald then appeared via video link from Portlaoise Prison, and again Miss Reedy stepped up to give the same update in respect of his case. So again the DPP made contact with her office, that's the state solicitor for Kerry, and directed that further charges are to be brought against Mr. MacDonald as well, and again she asked that he appear in court in person on the 17th of July for those charges. So both men for the first time on the 17th of July since February will actually appear in person in Kerry. This will be their first time being brought back to Kerry since that date in February when they were remanded in custody. And again, his solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, said at this point in time he's not aware what those charges will be, but he said now the matter has come to a point which is acceptable to him. So I suppose the solicitors have been abated for at least a few weeks more yet, Gerry.
Okay, and that means that both men will be before the court in person on the 17th, and then another 2 weeks or so for the book of evidence to be served.
Yeah, correct. So the purpose of them being in person on the 17th of July is for those further charges that are to be brought, and it's likely that we will hear what those charges are on that date. Obviously there will probably be speculation in the coming weeks, but as we heard from the Mr. MacDonald's legal team yesterday, we simply don't know what those charges will be at that point. We don't know how many, and we don't know what nature they'll be, and that goes for both Mr. MacDonald and Mr. Lean. But they will both be in person on the 17th of July for that purpose. And in fact, if Miss Reedy is correct, and she seemed very confident of it yesterday, that the books of evidence against both men will be ready on the 30th of July, both men would be produced in person on that date as well. So they would actually be brought to Tralee District Court twice in the space of a month, if, and presuming that that is correct, the book of evidence against either of them is ready on the 30th of July.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Mark, thanks a million for taking us through all of those details as to what happened in court yesterday and a timeline for extra charges to be put before the men and also to be or to be charged on the men, and then also the book of evidence by the end of this month. So things gathering pace in relation to that investigation and ongoing prosecution.